Article 2. Does the potato method protect against the flu? Is there any way to protect yourself? Did Dr. Buteyko leave any advice on the subject? I turned to Andrei Novozilov, the medical director at the Buteyko Clinic of Moscow, for the answers. In 1983, First Moscow Medical Institute conducted a clinical study testing the effectiveness of the Buteyko method in treating children with bronchial asthma. The results were unexpected, said Dr. Novozilov. The first thing the doctors noticed was that every child who practiced the method stopped experiencing any cold-like illnesses, including influenza. Another study, conducted in 1995, demonstrated that by the third day of practicing Buteyko breathing exercises, the patient's immunity strengthened. What is influenza or flu? Simply, it's a virus that attacks people with weakened immune system. If the immune system is amply strong to fight back against the virus, then flu is nothing to fear. Number 1. Breathe less. Although the virus doesn't discriminate, it is with deep breathers that flu has the most success. Hyperventilation lowers immunity, and thus weakens the body's disease-fighting ability. This is why those who practice the Buteyko method diligently are not affected by flu viruses. Once the morning control pause stabilizes at 40 seconds, viral infections cannot win battles against your body. Gaining control of your breath, more specifically, learning to breathe less, is the most powerful tool in eliminating the threat of flu. If a person infected with flu begins to practice Buteyko breathing exercises, then the illness, in most cases, will be over in 2 or 3 days. Number 2. Close your mouth. Another important instrument of the Buteyko arsenal is nose breathing. It's a simple solution, which you can start practicing right away, and one that is quite effective in shielding the organism against viruses, states Dr. Novozilov. The flu virus is aerosolized. In other words, it is spread through infected droplets that fly off a sick person when he or she coughs, sneezes, or even speaks. The droplets can travel up to 15 meters from the source, and they're so tiny they can penetrate even the space between the fibers of a paper or cloth mask. Thus, during a flu pandemic, it's nearly impossible to avoid infected areas and to prevent the virus from finding its way into your body. Fortunately, the way the virus enters your body can make all the difference. The majority of viruses cannot survive on the mucous membrane of the nose. The microbes in this membrane create a hostile environment for the virus. When breathing through your nose, you're in fact sterilizing the air that enters your body and thus creating a shield against disease. Nasal breathing also warms the air, moistens it, and generally conditions it for perfect consumption. Of course, it's important to breathe this way consistently, during the day, the night, and while speaking. Mouth breathing, on the other hand, is responsible for flu, as well as many other viral infections. When breathing through your mouth, you are basically creating a microbe highway from the outside environment directly into your air passages. Aside from that, the air itself is often overcooled and unprepared for consumption. A healthy body temperature is 36.6 degrees Celsius. Any air cooler than that contributes to gradual breakdown of the immune system and can lead to various respiratory problems. Actually, Dr. Novozilov notes, mouth breathing is often the sole reason for chronic tonsillitis in children, which causes frequent colds and bronchitis, and eventually ends up with surgical intervention. Of course, asking a child to breathe through his chronically stuffy nose is impossible. So it is important to contact a Buteyko specialist who will restore the child's nasal breathing. Number 3. Think twice before taking a pill. People often look to flu vaccines for protection. However, flu viruses often mutate, thus rendering the vaccine useless. For example, if you were vaccinated, and then in 1 month that flu virus transforms into a different virus, the vaccine you received would not protect you against the new strain. In some cases, Dr. Novozilov admits, Vaccinations can, of course, save lives. However, let's not forget that the organism treats a vaccine as, most basically, an allergen. Vaccinating people with a weak immune system, asthmatics included, is risky, sometimes resulting in more harm than good. For particularly severe flu cases, Dr. Buteyko recommended steroids. We have observed that such medicines lessen breathing, and that is, evidently, why they quicken the healing process. This is a speculation by Dr. Novoseloff. However, hormonal medication such as steroids should only be taken with the permission and under the direct supervision of your primary physician. They should only be considered when obvious flu symptoms such as high fever, a sudden feeling of weakness, fast progression of the illness, etc., are displayed. Flu is, without argument, a serious disease, particularly for people with weak lungs. This is why, for asthmatic, Buteyko recommends taking hormonal medication at the first signs of a flu under the direction of your medical doctor. It is absolutely safe to continue taking symptom-relieving medication while practicing Buteyko. Drinking a lot of fluids, particularly hot and sour drinks, are also suggested. Taking antibiotics, however, is not recommended at our clinic in Moscow, said Dr. Novoseloff, because they are powerless against a flu virus. On top of that, for a person with bronchial asthma, antibiotics often increase the allergic inflammation of the bronchial tubes, thus also leading the symptoms of asthma. Antibiotics should be taken if the flu infection threatens to strike a second time, in which case the flu may result in serious consequences. This decision, however, should be made by your personal medical doctor only. Overall, the Buteyko method is a highly effective way of battling the flu.